Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
That is where we are, dockside at the Port Huron Yacht Club, actually inside, looking out the window at all those beautiful sailboats. We're inside today because of the smoke. I mean, you could prepare for so many things in this race, excessive heat or lack of wind or excessive wind or rain, but I don't think it was on anybody's bingo card that we'd be dealing with smoke from Canadian wildfires, but yet here we are. Joining us right now to talk more about that and about this Port Huron to Mackinac race, the Bayview Yacht Club race committee chairperson, Michaela Reardon. Michaela, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What does it mean to you to be the chair of this Port Huron to Mackinac race?
It's honest. Well, first off, thank you for having me on the show here. I'm excited to talk about the race. It's such an honor. It's such a huge accomplishment to, one, do the race and to be a part of it, and to chair it is a whole nother level. It is exciting. It's a big part of our club. It's probably the biggest race we do on an annual basis. This is our 102nd year. So to be part of this legacy of this race is just truly, truly such an honor.
Tell us a little bit about your sailing experience. You've sailed in this race. Tell us a little bit more about how you have come to love sailing.
Sure. This will be my third race. I'm doing it on the vessel Hibernia. I get to do it with my sister, which is one of the best parts about it because she's the one who got me into sailing, probably about close to just shy of 10 years now. Through Bayview, we do Adult Learn to Sail, and then we do Hitchhiker Thursdays. And so she recruited me to come down after she got involved through Adult Learn to Sail, got me on a boat, and I quickly fell in love with the sport. It's such a fun, competitive thing, and the camaraderie around the sailors is just truly one of a kind.
I think that's one of the cool things about sailing is you don't have to own a sailboat to be a sailor, right? You can be on somebody else's crew.
Absolutely. Crew is one of the most important things. That's what makes the boats go. You can just jump on. You find the right group of people. You don't have to have a ton of experience. I didn't have any prior to doing this. So very fortunate for the opportunities I've had through the Bayview Yacht Club and through a lot of the competitors that I get to sail with on Saturday. It's been a true blessing.
Tell us about the race this year. There's quite a few boats entered, I think over 200, right?
Yes, we're right at the 201 mark, so very excited to have that. We're hoping to continue to grow our sport, and hopefully next year we'll have even more boats out there, but very excited for the 200 we do have competing this year. With that, we have an approximate around 1,600 competitors racing between skippers and crew. Of course, we have our volunteers, and then I started out by being part of this race by doing race committee and shore crew for folks, so I don't want to miss any of those guys. It's important to have all different helpers throughout the race to make it happen.
So many different kinds of sailboats, too. I mean, we've got everything from crews of just two to maybe a dozen or more.
Absolutely, yep. So obviously the size of the boat makes the difference on how much weight and how much manpower is needed on each of them. The double-handed folks, they're definitely talented individuals. Hats off to them. I'm not sure I could handle that, but that's a very impressive accomplishment for them. My boat itself, we have 10 on our crew, and some boats, leading up to that have even 16 or more. So definitely depending on the boat and the size, but it takes all sorts of talent to make each boat go.
It must take most of the year to get ready for this race. As the chair, what are some of the challenges as you get ready for the sport here in Mackinac?
Yeah, so the one really cool thing I think about out of all the committees I've been a part of, this is a long-running one. So it's a five-year commitment to be the race chair. We have 2 years prior for prepping and learning. You have your year of operating, and then you spend 2 years post it helping the next race chairs prepare for the race. So it's a really cool experience. It's been one of the most rewarding ones I've been a part of. Again, not growing up sailing and getting into the sport later in life, it's just been really cool to have conversations with not only members of the yacht club, but all competitors from around the state. So that's been really neat. This year, I mean, basically once the last year's race ended and after, we get back to Detroit in August and all of that stuff, we start hitting the ground running for planning for this year. it is hard to make everybody happy. I will say that I've learned that as a people pleaser and a doer, I struggled with trying to make every single person happy. But I do think that we try to take in account all the individuals racing and all the different scenarios. And we really do hammer out so many details on a regular basis. Of we meet monthly, and several hours outside of that monthly meeting gets put into this race. So I truthfully feel like a lot of heart, sweat, and tears go into it. It's a challenge, but I think that's why we do it, because we want to overcome that and make it the best possible experience for all involved.
We're talking with Michaela Reardon. She is the Bayview Mackinac Race Chair and getting ready for the 102nd consecutive sailing of this port here in the Mackinac Race. Michaela, I just learned that you work for the Detroit Pistons, the Pistons Foundation.
How do
sailors compare to basketball players?
You know, it's a little bit of a difference, but it's the same same concept. Team energy, your crew's important, your team's important. So it's just that I love that team energy and keeping everybody on the same page and making forward progression together.
Well, and a great sort of solidarity between the Port Huron Yacht Club and the Bayview Yacht Club. I mean, the two yacht clubs really work in tandem this weekend, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're very grateful for the Port Huron Yacht Club and all the folks in Port Huron to come out and support us. You know, we that's our starting point, our home base for the weekend. So it definitely is we're very grateful for our partnership and relationship with Port Huron Yacht Club and all they do to help us with the supporting the race.
Two courses. Tell us a little bit about what the what's going to happen on Saturday as these boats all leave. Where do they go? How do they do this?
So coming out of the Black River, they'll head north just outside of, just in the beginning of the Lake Huron, just across the, or right under the Blue Water Bridge there. And we have two courses set. So we have the shore course and the cove course. And it is, you know, we try to accommodate everybody. The shore course is mostly made up of cruising boats that move maybe a little slower than the higher performance boats. But we understand that, you know, a lot of people are interested in that course. So we are trying to make it the best one that we can. Not to say that Cove isn't, we love Cove as well. It's for more, I would say the more performance boats we have, it actually makes us an offshore race by having that Cove Island course, Cove course for Mackinac Island. So they both represent, challenges. I think that when you look at them and the weather patterns from years that we've tracked, they both actually offer pretty similar conditions throughout the race. So they both have their own challenges and their own rewards. It's just one's a little further than the other, but with some of those faster performance boats, they can really handle that challenge.
Speaking of weather, have you been watching the forecast for Saturday? How's it looking?
You know, I don't want to speak too soon because you never know. It changes so quickly here in Michigan. But I think we're going to have a favorable race. However, the smoke is a little bit of a hiccup for everybody. It's unfortunate that it's happening overall. And then to really cover our Great Lakes is challenging. But we're going to make the best of it and try to keep ourselves healthy and prepared as much as we can and take it on.
And then at the end of this race, you've got a big party planned up on Mackinac Island, don't you?
You know, it's getting me through the week. I'm very excited to get to the island. It's a very rewarding experience. We have family and friends joining us up there and meeting us up after the race. So very excited to reunite afterwards. But yes, we're at Mission Point Resort, which is a beautiful, beautiful view. We're right on the water, on their lawn. So, you know, the backdrop couldn't be any better. The folks on Mackinac Island are also so gracious and welcoming to us. So we love making that our endpoint. And excited to get up there and celebrate with everyone.
And again, Michaela, what boat are you on?
I'm on Hibernia. It's a Beneteau, and it's actually out of Grosse Pointe Yacht Club, but we just delivered it up to Port Huron yesterday, so we're just a little ways down between the drawbridge and the Port Huron Yacht Club. So excited to get up there. I wish I could join you today at the Yacht Club, but I will be up there tomorrow, and then, of course, Saturday we will commence all of our ceremonies and get the race started.
We'll be up here again 6 to 10 tomorrow, so be sure and stop by. Enjoy your time in Port Huron and on Mackinac Island. Good luck in the race, and thanks for being with us this morning, Michaela.
Thanks so much. Truly appreciate it, and please follow us and look forward to connecting soon.
All right. Sounds good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
The new 105.5 WPHM, that is Michaela Reardon. She is the race chairman from Bayview Yacht Club. Interestingly enough, we're going to talk with the Commodore of Bayview Yacht Club tomorrow, Sandy Svoboda. For the first time, there is a woman who is the Commodore and a woman who is the race chair at the same time. So, interesting. Going to be a good race. And, you know, the one wrinkle that we hadn't planned for is all this smoke out there. We're at the Port Huron Yacht Club this morning. We are inside instead of outside because of the smoke. Lots going on today, tomorrow. Family night tonight, boat night tomorrow night, Mackinac race coming up on Saturday, and a car show, too, to boot, in downtown Port Huron after the boats leave. So, lots to do and lots to talk about. We got much more coming up. We'll talk with the Commodore of the Port Huron Yacht Club. Chuck McMillan, he'll join us in the next half hour here on the new 105.5 WPHM.